Minnesota, ICE agents arrest illegal alien drunk drivers, drug traffickers, burglars. By John Binder on January 16, 2026. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is continuing to arrest illegal alien convicts across Minnesota as part of Operation Metro Surge, including drunk drivers, drug traffickers, and burglars. Another day and more perpetrators of fraud, thieves, and drug traffickers arrested from the streets of Minnesota by our brave law enforcement, the Department of Homeland Security's Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement. We are in Minnesota to arrest the worst of the worst criminal illegal aliens. Governor Waltz and Mayor Frey refused to let us into their jails and instead chose to release criminal illegal aliens back into Minnesota neighborhoods to victimize more Americans. Despite violence against them and a lack of cooperation from sanctuary politicians, our law enforcement will not stop their efforts to get these dirtbags out of our country, emphasis added. Among those illegal aliens recently arrested in Minnesota are Kin Sothen of Burma, who was previously convicted of vehicle theft, obstructing police, possession of burglary tools, and has prior arrests for drug possession and drunk driving. Similarly, ICE agents arrested Juan Gonzalez Escamilla, who has been deported from the United States three times and was convicted of two counts of drunk driving, as well as one count of obstructing police, fraud, and impersonating. Juan Pablo Torres Kim of Ecuador, Ying Li, and Fadli Abubakari Mshihiri of Tanzania were arrested by ICE. Kim has been convicted of drug trafficking, while Li was convicted of prostitution, and Mshihiri was convicted of larceny. Most recently, ICE officials revealed that the sanctuary policies of Governor Tim Walz, D., and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, D., have ensured that nearly 500 criminal illegal aliens have been released back into Minnesota neighborhoods rather than being turned over to ICE agents. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.